Basil, and I spoke about Paul's sharing from 2 Corinthians about us being a fragrant offering, for us to be like sweet-smelling roses, right? And that incense would permeate, and then for some reason it really did permeate everywhere. So, but today, I bring you purple potted beans. Now, if you were here during my ordination, I talked about this. And you're going a little too fast, Shanan. But here's a picture of our purple potted beans at home in my house. And there's only 10 seeds that we planted. So there's only 四个子种子. And so we only, not 种子, but 种子. I wanted to give an opportunity for you all to identify with this illustration by handing out some purple potted seeds for you. So I've been saving these seeds in my garden. So I haven't been harvesting them to eat. But I wanted to give it to you. So each one of you all should have at least one today. So Eric, Chabot, if you could slowly hand them out to people. Just Ethan, Ethan. Egan, yeah. Itzu, is that the proper? But as Eric, as Haibo passes these out, I want you guys to and for the kids, because this is for you. I want you guys to identify this. I know this is not a kernel of wheat, and I don't grow wheat at home, but I do grow things that I can eat, such as these beans. And so it's easier to identify with these beans, because I'm hoping that you will learn a couple of things. Because right here, Jesus is trying to tell a story that you have to die. This is not like, you know, to die, but you need to give up things in your life. You have to give up your own life, right? Your spiritual, you know, your desires, so that Jesus would be King of Kings and Lord of Lords of your life. And so I pray that you would learn how to die to yourself so that you would bear much fruit. I know these are pretty simply awesome and amazing, because that's what you guys are all talking about. I do need your attention, though. I know it's a pretty simple message, but I think for all of us who are a little bit more mature, or who have followed and walked with God, we understand that it's hard to die to ourselves. It's hard to give up the things that we love, because this world offers so many good and enticing things for us to choose that the world says that it's better than God. And we might fall prey to those lies, but I hope that we do not. I hope that one day that you will die to yourself, so that Christ may live in you, so that you would bear much fruit. Now, again, each one of these bean pods has about 7 seeds in it. So you'll be able to grow maybe like 500, 1,000 beans from them. And if you need help, you can call me in the spring, and I will personally go over to your house or your apartment, and we'll build something for you, if your apartment allows, okay, outside. But I would want us to be aware, because you know what? We, right now, I don't know if, for those of you who've been here for a very long time, you are aware that this is August, and that in 3 weeks, well, actually right now, students and families, visiting scholars, are coming to our Pittsburgh area, to this university area, to our church, wanting to see something very different, because they maybe perhaps never heard of the wonderful news of Jesus Christ. But we truly hope that they would hear this good news and hear of God's great love for them and His amazing grace for them. And not only just maybe perhaps stay here in Pittsburgh, but that they would truly go to the ends of the world, bringing that good news of Christ Jesus. And we can only do that if we die to ourselves. We can only do that if we stop bickering with our brothers or sisters about how and what is the best way to do things. Let us learn how to die to ourselves so that Christ would live in us, so that they would see Christ Jesus in us, and so that they would come here and see Christ. So hopefully you'll go back and let these seeds dry a little, and then in the spring, bury them, and then let them grow. Because if you know our calendar, we kind of go that through that route. We kind of plant the seed now, and for it to grow, come in spring, so that it would bear fruit in season. All right, let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you so much for bringing brothers and sisters in Christ here, but also bringing new people and new faces to our place. Thank you also today, Lord, is a day that we celebrate baptism, that people are going to commit their full lives to you, not just as their Savior, but as their Lord of their life. And in baptism, there's a symbolism that they will die as they go underwater, that they die. But when they come out of the water, that they're raised up again. And so I hope, Lord, that as they demonstrate to not just the brothers and sisters here, but to their friends, especially those that do not know you, we pray that the Holy Spirit will work in their hearts in a mighty special way. That they would hear the good news, and that that seed planted would have fallen on good soil and one day bear much, much fruit. So we pray these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, good morning, everybody. 大家早. We thank you for your prayers.
我们, 谢谢你们, 为我们的祷告。
We cover your prayers daily and ask that you come alongside of us, and we're thankful that you are doing that.
我们也是为大家, 在每一天为你们祷告。
Today what we're going to do, as they've prayed over me and as we've seen baptism in the church,
今天我们在这边一起见证有, 有人, 洗礼。
I don't have in particular a passage that I plan to unpack and walk through like I usually do.
并不是像过去一样，我是跟大家按照一段经文逐节的来跟大家来讲解。
We will be in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 8 to 12 though a little bit.
今天我们主要会来看提摩太后书1章8到12节。
But there are a few areas that I want to address this morning.
今天特别有几点要跟大家来说明。
The first thing that I want to do is just to give kind of an overview of what I think of pastoral ministry.
让我们能够看见一个在牧养的人他的一些写照。
Another thing that I want to do is to give an exhortation to younger believers, and not necessarily younger believers, but really to encourage the members here.
接下来也是要给一些出信的人，不光是出信人，是每一个基督徒，我们有一些劝勉。
And the last thing I want to do is just an offer and appeal to those who have not yet embraced the gospel.
也对还没有信靠福音的人，给他们有一些呼吁。
So what I want to do is, before we pray, I'm going to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Okay. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner. But join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher. For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
因为时间关系，我们就不念中文。那个，请所有的孩童们可以现在到你们的教室去。 All the children, you are dismissed to your class.
Let's open with a prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you that we are saved by grace.
父神，我们感谢你，我们是靠着恩典而得救。
That way you get the praise and we don't.
是你配得我们的赞美。
Father, we're thankful that you sustain us from the day that we first believe and when we're baptized.
我们感谢你让我们能够受洗，而且你不断的来供应我们。
And you sustain us every day by your grace.
你也在我们每一天靠用你的恩典来供应我们。
Father, we pray that you would help us this day to see the truth from your word.
求你来帮助我们能够来领受你要给我们的话语。
And live it out for your glory.
能够为你的荣耀而活出来。
Amen.
祷告是奉靠主的名。Amen.
So the first thing that I want to do is just to give a snapshot of a servant leader. That's what I believe the scripture teaches.
我相信这段经文是教导我们，让我们能够看见，第一个，我们是作为福音的工人的一个写照。
And now Paul was writing this, this letter to Timothy, and Paul was in very difficult circumstances.
保罗其实他在写信给提摩太的时候，他自己在面临非常一个艰困的一个环境。
And this was between around 64 to 67 AD, and Paul was writing from prison.
保罗是在监狱里面，大概是主后64年到67年左右，他写信给提摩太。
And he kind of had little hope that he was going to have any earthly release and be able to visit his friends and his churches that he loved.
他对于他能够提早被释放，能够跟教会弟兄姐妹在一起，不抱有太多的希望。
And Timothy was Paul's disciple, and Timothy just got, Paul had a heart to go and visit with Timothy, kind of writing as a last encouragement to a younger brother.
提摩太是保罗的一个门徒，所以保罗这个时候写信能够鼓励他。
And Timothy was facing different troubles inside the church, outside the church, and Paul wanted to encourage him.
提摩太这个时候也是从在教会里，在教会外，同样也是受到一些逼迫，所以保罗要鼓励他。
These were, in a way, Paul's final words. It's maybe his last letter that he ever wrote.
这是保罗，可能是保罗的最后的话语，可能他写的最后一封信。
And so he wanted Timothy to visit with him and to come.
所以他也盼望提摩太收到这封信之后能够来看望他。
He wanted to make sure that the link of gospel ministry was forged before Paul himself died.
保罗他自己希望能够确定他在面对死亡之前福音的事工能够继续的展开。
We know that Paul was called to be a leader in the church.
我们知道保罗他是被呼召作为教会的领袖。
And recently, I believe you guys studied through Acts.
我们之前一起读过《使徒行传》。
And God had appointed him to be a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher in the church.
神呢就使用他来作为一个传道者，成为一个使徒，成为一个教师。
What I want us to look at are the couple of the characteristics of this ministry and the leader that seeks to serve in the ministry in the church.
所以我们要从这里来看见关于福音还有从事福音侍奉的人的一些的特色特点。
And the way that we see these characteristics are based on the instructions that Paul is giving to Timothy.
主要是根据保罗给提摩太的这些的教导。
And one of the key things that he says is here in 2 Timothy 1:13.
最关键的就是在提摩太后书的第二章一到第一章十三节。
It says, "Retain the standard of sound words which you heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus."
说到你从我听从的那纯正话语的规模，要用在耶稣基督里的信心和爱心常常守着。
The first thing I want us to recognize is that our faith is based on sound words, which is truth.
所以很重要的是我们的信仰是根据这纯正的话语也就是真理。
They come from God above and they do not change.
它是从神而来的永远不改变。
And Paul's job as a servant of God is to know these words and then communicate these on to the next generation.
保罗是神的工人所以他主要就是能够把神的话语能够带给其他的人。
But not only are the words important, but also that they're lived out in faith and love.Which are in Christ Jesus.
不光是神的话语非常的重要，更重要是能够在耶稣基督能够把信心跟爱心能够活出来。
So in some ways, gospel ministry is not easy, but it's simple. We know the words and we seek to live them out.
所以福音也许从另一个角度是不容易的，但是从另外一方面，它是很单纯的，就是你接受，然后能够活出来。
But Paul not only gives some terse statements about what ministry is like, but he also gives us some examples in chapter 2.
保罗不光是很简洁扼要的告诉提摩太，他也在第二章里面用了一些的生活上的例子来告诉提摩太。
One of the things that he puts forth is that of a workman.
其中一个呢，就是他用的例子就是工人。
And what they do is they're skilled at cutting and understanding what the Scripture teaches. So one of the key jobs of a pastor is to know God's Word, to rightly divide it, to interpret it, and to teach it.
同样的，作为一个侍奉神话语的人，也是一样，要正确的能够分解神的话语，能够去解释、去应用。
I remember when I told one of my children that I was going to be a pastor.
我记得有一次我跟我的小孩说我要成为牧师了。
I think maybe she was a little bit sad, but I'm not sure.
她说他们听了有点难过，不知道为什么。She
was wondering why I didn't become a worker.
她很纳闷为什么爸爸不要成为一个工人。
Maybe she thought that pastors don't really work. I don't know.
她可能认为牧师并不是一个真正的工作。
Or maybe she thought it would be cool if I wore like a hard hat and did construction work.
她可能觉得好像那个建筑工人一样戴一个安全帽。 感觉是非常的酷。
Maybe it's just wishing that I would be able to fix more things around the house.
可能这样子呢，我穿这样的衣服，在家里面就可以修更多的东西。
But at any rate, the pastor, for one thing, is appointed to shepherd the church by teaching.
神的话语的牧养，侍奉的人，他最重要的就是用神的话语来牧养教会里面的群羊。
Another thing that we see is that Paul says, "Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier." So we're soldiers in the battle that we're fighting in.
保罗也第二个提到的例子是讲到和我同受苦难，好像耶稣基督耶稣的精兵一样，讲到我们就像是一个军兵。
So we need to realize that we're in a warfare, and that it's the casualties aren't just bodies, but it's souls.
所以我们要意识到我们是在一个属灵的征战的里面，不光是我们的身体会受到伤害，更重要是我们的灵魂是会受到伤害。
Another example that he uses is that of an athlete.
另外一个例子讲到的就是用运动员。
He says he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules.
这也是说到，如果非按规矩的话，就不能得到冠冕。
And I don't know if you've ever played a game with someone who doesn't play by the rules.
我不晓得有没有跟别人玩过游戏，他不按照这比赛的规则来玩。
It's very annoying.
你是觉得非常困扰的。
But even with biblical work and serving, it's not just it's dangerous.
同样的，在神的话语的侍奉上面也是非常危险。
And so we need to be able to work hard like the farmer.
我们也要非常的努力，就像这些辛勤的工作，就像农夫一样。
The farmer wakes up early and works hard.
农夫是非常早起的，他们辛勤的工作。
And he works hard trusting that if he plants in the right season, that God's going to yield forth a harvest in the right season.
所以他要按照正确的季节来撒种，然后以至于在正确的季节他能够收割。
The last example I think that we saw in 2 Timothy is that Paul points Timothy to Jesus.
另外一个最大的例子是保罗在第二章里面告诉提摩太的，最大的例子榜样就是耶稣基督。
Besides this, one thing that we want to see is Paul came alongside of him to tell him what a servant looked like.
保罗把提摩太带来，让他能够看见耶稣基督是什么样子。
But it also gives us a picture of how Paul himself came alongside and encouraged other believers in the faith.
也让他从保罗自己的身上能够看见他怎么样来鼓励其他的基督徒。
And so that's what I want to do, is just to give an exhortation or encouragement to younger believers.
所以我们第二个我要跟大家来看的就是对年轻的初信的基督徒一些劝勉。
Yeah, especially these today who have come forth for membership or maybe who have been baptized. One thing that's really important that we see with Paul and how he mentored and discipled Timothy is that he knew Timothy very well.
在这我们可以看到保罗是怎么样的来带领提摩太的成长。一个很重要的是他对提摩太的认识非常了解。
In verses 14 and 15 there of 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, "You, however, continue in the things you've learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you've learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus."
在提摩太后书3章14到15节，保罗说到：“但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经。这圣经呢，使你因信耶稣基督耶稣有得救的智慧。”
Paul, when he began to disciple Timothy, which is what everyone is called to do,
保罗他在对提摩太做一个门徒的训练带领。
He did the work of getting to know him. He knew what Timothy's background was like.
他知道, 提摩太他的背景是怎么样子。
And he knew him very well.
他对他的了解非常的深入。
And so well, he was able to say in 2 Timothy 1:5, I'm mindful of the sincere faith within you.
以至于他可以说出这样的话, 说, 想到你心里无伪之信。
Think about how encouraging it would have been for Timothy to have Paul, the Apostle Paul, say, I know that your faith is sincere.
我们可以想象提摩太这样的人, 当一个使徒保罗这样的人来对他说, 我, 想到你有无伪的自信心。
And it's so important for us to be able to come alongside of other people and to affirm them and encourage them as believers.
所以同样的, 我们也是能够去对其他的这些, 信徒能够去肯定他们的信心。
We shouldn't take this lightly at all.
我们不应该把它当成是理所当然的。
We need to be able to affirm them, one, in the sound words that they hold to.
我们要肯定他们持守, 纯正的话语。
And we also need to encourage them as they live this out in their lives.
我们要肯定他们把这样的话语能够活出来。
And I think sincere is such a great word that we can look at here.
所以我们可以一起来看这个, 真诚是一个非常重要的一个字。
I don't know if you guys have ever met somebody who is insincere.
我不知道你们有没有遇过碰到一些虚伪的人。
And they say, oh, well, we'll get together sometime, and they never, it never does.
他们说, 我们好找一个时间聚在一起, 但是他从来没有, 这么做。
Just think about how that applies then for someone who says, I know God, but in fact they really don't.
所以我们可以把这样的, 同样的情形放在有人说, 我认识神, 我要爱神, 但是他从来没有。
They're really not for God, and they're not really against Him either.
他们并不是, 跟从神, 也不是敌对神。
So we really need to affirm people whenever they've decided to follow Christ and we see fruit in their lives.
当我们在他们的生命当中看见他们愿意跟随主的时候, 我们要来肯定他们。
But we also need to exhort them in the faith.
我们也要去劝, 在信心上劝勉他们。
Now Paul does this in verse 8 of chapter 1.
保罗在, 第一章第八节里面说到,
and he tells them, he says, do not be ashamed of Christ or of Paul.
他就说, 不要因为耶稣基督, 感到羞愧。
And this is so important because he says, don't be ashamed of the gospel that saved you.
他说到是不要因为这个福音能够, 拯救你, 感到羞愧。
I spent many years of my life hiding away, not telling people about my faith.
我过去有许多的年, 我都不让别人知道,
I was afraid of getting baptized, and I was afraid of losing face, of associating with Jesus freaks.
我不敢去受洗, 因为觉得受洗的话会, 跟耶稣基督有关联的都会让我觉得没面子。
And then when I was in college, God really began to get a hold of my heart and helping me to see my sin.
但是当我在念大学的时候, 神就, 改变了我的心, 能够看让我看见我自己的罪。
And it was also during that time that I was set free to come forward and be baptized and say, I want to follow Jesus.
也在那个时候我被释放出来, 能够自由的,
It wasn't a shameful thing.
这完全不是一件羞愧的事情。
It's a happy thing.
这是一个欢乐的事, 喜乐的事情。
God has taken away your shame and He's given you faith in Christ.
神是把这些羞愧都拿走, 祂是在基督里, 给一个, 新的面容。
And so not only is Paul telling Timothy, don't be ashamed of the gospel, but he also says, don't be ashamed of me, his prisoner.
所以保罗告诉提摩太, 不要因为得救的福音而感到羞愧, 同样的也不要因为我被关在监狱里面, 成为一个囚犯而觉得羞愧。
Now Paul's saying, don't be ashamed of me, suffer with me, we're a family.
不要因为我觉得羞愧, 而是跟我同受苦难, 我们是同是家人。
And that's the important thing that you realize as you become members and as you get baptized is you're not just saved, but you're welcomed into a local body to serve.
所以, 同样的为, 对能够, 加入会员的, 能够受洗的, 非常重要的是因为我们能够, 能够在一个, 当地的一个教会的肢体里面, 我们可以成为一家人。
And this also applies to you who have not yet believed.
这边我们也是要, 呼吁那些还没有受洗的, 还没有信主的人。
You also have an opportunity to come into God's family.
你也是有一个机会能够成为, 这一家里面的人。
We know that Paul lived his life for a reason and he suffered for a reason.
我们知道保罗他为什么受苦的原因。
Many of you know that the Apostle Paul in this world, many people would have said that he had a lot of success in the world.
对世界上的人来说,他们都会看保罗在世界上是非常成功的。
He had his life together, some people would say.
他可以算是凡该有的他都有了。
He had his own religious perspectives figured out in his head.
他能够理解在宗教上的这些观点。
And he zealously opposed Christians as blasphemers.
他特别是热心于去反对基督徒。
He not only disagreed with the Christians, but he attacked them.
他不光是反对他们，而且是攻击他们。
But something happened to Paul that radically changed his life.
但是在保罗他一生当中却经历一个很大的转变。
He didn't just change his mind, he had an encounter with Jesus Christ.
他不光只是想法的改变，因为他遇到了耶稣基督。
From that standpoint, that 180 degree turn seems like it would be unthinkable for many people.
对许多人来说，看到保罗有这样的一个改变，就好像是180度的大转变，对人来说是无法想象。
Among his friends and things like that, it would have been a face-losing opportunity.
对许多人来说，他这样的一个转变其实是好像是要失去他的面子。
He would have lost status. He would have lost privileges.
他会失去他的身份，他会失去他许多的特权。
Following Jesus would have required having a harder life.
他跟随耶稣反而需要去经历更加严峻的生活。
But Paul said that he counted it rubbish so that he may gain Christ.
保罗却说他把这些都视为粪土，如果能够得着耶稣基督的话，他把这些都视为粪土。
In this passage he says, For this reason I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus and with it eternal glory.
所以保罗在二章第四节说到，所以我为选民凡事忍耐，叫他们也可以得着那在基督耶稣里的救恩和永远的荣耀。
Paul was willing to suffer, not as an apostle, a teacher, and all these things, but as a Christian, he was willing to suffer.
保罗说到，不光只是为了你是福音的侍奉的人，你是使徒才要去受这些苦难，其实基督徒也是如此。
So Paul was willing to give his life to God and to serve other people.
所以保罗说他愿意牺牲他的生命，为了能够来得着其他的人。
And so then he comes alongside of Timothy and says, I want to help you, brother.
所以他到提摩太旁边来帮助提摩太来成长。And
what he tells Timothy, he tells him the gospel.
他告诉提摩太的是讲的是福音。Now
does Timothy already know what the gospel is?
其实提摩太他已经信主，他已经知道什么是福音。But
he uses it to encourage him in the faith.
但是他是用福音来鼓励他在信仰。But
what I want to look at it right now is what does the gospel mean for us, especially for those who don't yet know God?
所以我要告诉大家是。 这个福音对我们，特别是对还没有信主人的意义是什么？
In 2 Timothy 1:9, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 through 10, I want you to pay attention to a few things here as I read.
当我在读提摩太后书第一章9到10节的时候，请你们注意到几点。
Verse 9 says, God has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
保罗在第一章9到10节说到，神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是在万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。 但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现，才表明出来了。他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。We
need to pay attention. There are time words in this passage.
我们要在这边也要看到这个时间性的工作。From
all eternity past, God knew what was going to happen in this world.
在万古之先，神就已经知道这个世界会发生什么事情。
God had a plan to create us and place us in this world.
神有一个计划，他创造我们，他也为我们预备。
God is our creator, and so we exist for His glory.
神他是一个创造者，所以他是配得我们的赞美。
God calls us, He wants us to be holy and to worship Him.
神呼召我们，他要我们是圣洁的，要我们敬拜他。
But we've offended Him. He's the king. We haven't listened to him.
他是王,
or we just completely neglect him. He has a perfect standard and we fall so short of it.
他一个完美的一个标准,
our best efforts aren't holy to God.
即使我们尽我们最大的努力, 仍然不能达到神在看为是圣洁的。
We can't be saved by our own works.
我们靠着我们自己的努力, 没有办法能够来拯救我们。
As far as our identity, we're seen as sinners.
我们的身份, 在神的眼中就是罪人。
And as sinners, we're not accepted by God.
是罪人就不会被,
we can't because God is holy.
我们不能被神接受,
and even if we came into His presence, we would die and be judged because of our sin.
如果我们亲近他, 离他很近的时候, 我们就会被他审判, 是永远的死。
But God had a plan to save humankind.
但神就有一个计划, 祂要来拯救我们世人。
And it says it's according to His purpose and grace.
这里说到是按照祂的圣旨和祂的恩典。
We might say that His purpose and grace was God's gracious purpose. This is another way of interpreting it.
所以这里讲到, 是神他恩典的旨意。
It's a salvation that is by God's grace alone.
所以讲到我们是靠着恩典能够得救。
Why? Because if we're saved by grace, then God alone gets the praise.
如果我们是被因着恩典而得救, 那神是完全是配得我们的赞美。
And in the end, God will get all of the glory because of how He has orchestrated our salvation.
正因为神他怎么样的来计划这整个, 救赎的计划, 能够彰显出他最后他得到应有的荣耀。
In the right time, God the Father sent Christ Jesus.
按照神他自己的时间, 他差, 独生爱子耶稣基督来到这世上。
Now Jesus was God who also became a man.
耶稣基督他原是神, 但是他来到世界上成为人的样式。
He came down to this earth to live a perfect life that we couldn't live.
他在这个世界上活出一个完美的生命, 是我们平常人不能活出来的。
He came and paid for sins on the cross.
他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
The wrath of the Father was poured out on Jesus the Son.
而神的怒气呢,
and Jesus died.
耶稣基督为我们而死。
And then He was raised from the dead for our life.
他也为我们的生命而复活。
We shouldn't take this message for granted.
我们应该不应该把这样的信息看为是一个理所当然的事。
In the Bible, the Old Testament is like a door that's cracked.
在圣经里面, 旧约就好像只是这个刚刚只开了一点点小缝的一个门。
And inside that room, there's a bright light that's shining.
在这个房间里面有一个很亮的光照射出来。
But it's only a small part of it that's shooting out to where the people are.
但是只是透过这个门缝只是有一束光线照出来而已。
And so as people are able to see it, they know that there's something in there.
使得人看旧约的时候, 就好像是知道这里面有一些 只是看见光,
and so they're able to get a little bit of wisdom that they can use to understand God better.
从这里他们可以得到一些智慧, 能够对神有一些的了解。
But when the New Testament comes, it's like Jesus coming and kicking open this door.
但到了新约的时代, 就好像耶稣把这个门完全的踢开了, 大开。
So now we have the word from above showing us who we are and who God is.
以至于我们有从神来的话语, 让我们看见我们是怎么样子, 神, 祂是怎么样的一位神。
And He comes and shows us that we can go and be with God the Father.
祂让我们看见, 透过耶稣基督, 我们可以与父神在一起。
Think about all the places that you could be, 想, and yet God has you here now to hear this.
想想看, 你可以在任何的, 其他地方, 但是你现在却是在这里。
Of all the hundreds of years ago that didn't have this light,
而在千万年之前, 并没有,
or even the places today that don't have this light.
即使是许多的这些地方也没有这样的光。
The good news is for today.
这个好消息是让我们知道就是在今天。
God is willing to give you a new identity.
神他愿意给我们一个新的身份。
God's willing to save you, to save people by His grace.
神愿意照着他自己的恩典来拯救你。
And God's willing to give you eternal life.
神愿意他给你一个 永远的生命,
this new identity in this passage is that we're set apart as saints.
在这段经文里面, 让我们,
And you can't become a saint by your works. By faith, God says, you are now my saint, you're set apart. You have a new identity if you're a Christian. And if you have a new identity, then you're accepted by God. God is not angry at you anymore. All of the wrath that God had for you has been poured out on Christ. God hasn't turned his back on you. He's not rolling his eyes, wishing you'd get better, upset with you. He's not looking at you like this, upset. I think so many Christians, we live that way. We understand that. God's smiling at you. Because you've placed faith in His Son. God has welcomed you into His home. Just like many of you have adopted children. We have a new identity. We have a new name that we can be a part of. We're completely accepted in that family, in that home. Earthly fathers and mothers, we mess up sometimes. But God is faithful and His love is pure towards us. So we have a new identity, we have acceptance, and we have eternal life. And so for those of you here today who have heard this message, I want you to understand. Today is the day of salvation. If there's anything that you don't understand, then you say, you have this light. Ask for more light from God, that God will help you to understand this truth. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. Father, I thank you for saving me. I know how sinful I am. And Father, I thank you for showing grace to me. Father, I pray that that this church would understand what our identity in Christ is. Help us to understand that we are accepted, not on our works, but on your grace. We're accepted because of your Son. Now we can become your sons and daughters. And we're thankful for when we believe, when you give us grace, you have given us new life. Thank you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.